A rash of heroin overdoses got the most media attention in Dane County in 2011, but death from prescription painkillers is an even bigger problem, says Cheryl Wickey of the group Safer Community.
There's a lot of interest in heroin, and part of the problem is that the opiate painkillers are often a gateway to heroin use. So we are working with, for example, supporting the work of the drug court and others who are working on the heroin issue, but we're also responding to the fact that currently most of the deaths are the prescription painkillers.
Painkiller abuse has prompted states to start prescription monitoring programs. They allow pharmacists and doctors to check how many narcotics a person has gotten, even if they're in different places from different doctors. The Pharmacy Examining Board is currently reviewing rules on how Wisconsin's program would run in 2013. Tom Engel heads the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin, which supports the database.
But what we don't want it to do, and we said this during the hearing, is that patients that need legitimate access to pain medications should not have that access impeded at all. And this legislation will not do that. What this system will do is it'll be a checks and balance between the prescribers and the pharmacies to double check before a prescription leaves the pharmacy.
37 states in the U.S. have operational prescription drug monitoring programs. 11 more, including Wisconsin, are working to establish them. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.